everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 7th. We're doing another Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic is doing what we can. And the quote is from Mother Teresa. If you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by bad news in the world. How can we possibly help when the problem seems so big? Instead of becoming discouraged about how much needs to be done, we can focus on what is doable, however limited this may seem. 1 hour a week tutoring a new immigrant, a donation to an organization that provides services to those in need, a casserole for the sick friend, a phone call to a lonely senior. If 100 of us feed just one hungry person each, 100 people will be fed. I love this. I really do. Doing what we can. I believe that at PTSD and Beyond, our community, we do what we can with and to one another. And I know that I do. We do because we see how we help one another. That yes, we truly do. And I'm grateful for all of you. Here's the affirmation of the day. What can I do today, even one small thing, to help someone in need? You know, I like to take this a little bit further. Why I'm taking this further is because typically around, at least in the United States here, around Thanksgiving time, there's all this activity and flurry about, donating and helping to others, feeding families, volunteering. And I love the fact that this message from Mother Teresa, as well as Linda, is on April 7th. It's nowhere near Thanksgiving. What can I do today, even one small thing, to help someone in need? What can we do every day? Because if we do something every day, that's 365 times a year. And that's a beautiful thing, because you never know who you might touch. You never know. Your words, and it doesn't have to be, notice I'm not saying donate anything, right? I'm not saying you got to monetarily do something. We all have something that we can give that doesn't cost any money, which is kindness. You never know. Your words might be the exact same thing that somebody needs to hear. A smile, just somebody to be nice to someone. It's got so much power. And yes, if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. We're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.